오빤 강남스타일. 강남스타일. 오빤 강남스타일. 강남스타일. 오빤 강남스타일.
سلام و صد سلام بینندگان و شنوندگان و دوستداران و دوست ندارا و دشمنا و بقیتون. یه برنامه دیگه از برنامه ایران کرد واسه تو تهیه دیدیم. فرزاد
سلام علیکم و رحمت الله و برکاته.
احسن احسن الاس خورم گل.
Hello everybody.
و یه مهمون خیلی عزیز و لذیذ داریم. خانوم فرزاد اسمشون
نوبر علمی.
به به.
Hello everybody, happy to be here.
اگه تو ماشه هفته پیش ما خانوم نوبر علمی مذاکره کردیم، مصاحبه نکردیم، مذاکره کردیم. امروز همون جوری که قول داده بودن اومدن توی استودیو ما، قراره باهاشون مفصل صحبت کنیم.
احمد نجات خالیه. You have no idea من دارم به چی چیز نگاه میکنم.
چرا شاهدم پس نه.
نه چش خوبه.
دیگه اصلا خالی
نیست. خوبه.
دیگه باش کاری نداریم باشه.
خب همون جوری که همیشه برنامه رو شروع میکنیم با برنامه چه خبر؟
بچه ها خبر بد دارم، همتون میدونید. متاسفانه در راستای راه نیافتن به جام جهانی فوتبال، تیم فوتبال جمهوری اسلامی ایران در لبنان برای اولین بار مغلوب لبنان شد و
پوپم رفته بوده لبنان.
پوپم رفته بوده.
راست میگه.
آره.
پوپم میگه. راست میگه.
آره متاسفانه اگه فرشاد فیوز هم بود تو تیم ملی نمیتونست گل بزنه. خلاصه ابن اره امیدوارم.
زرینچه چی؟
زرینچه چرا سانت میکنه فرشاد فیوز
میزنه. بح بح زرینچه به دروازه هم نمیکنه و با کله میره توی دروازه.
کشان میکنه. والا خبر خوبی نبود، ولی خب بعد اینو میگفتیم دیگه. من خودم حوصله نداشتم راجع به صحبت کنم، ولی خب اصلا میشه دفعه پیش که یاد دیگه راجع به المپیک صحبت میکردیم، نمیخواستیم راجع به صحبت بکنیم.
صحبت کردی؟
نه.
اتفاق الان امسال المپیک بود؟
آها یه موضوع خیلی مهمتر الان یادم افتاد. علی خلیل نژاد یکی از دوستان خوب ما توی فیسبوک خیلی به داد ما رسیده، کمک کرده و اینا، ما رو 4000 نفر کرده و این صحبت ها. یه اتفاقی براش افتاده که من یه مسیج براش دادم، برام توضیح داد. الان دوستام هم بهشون هنوز نگفتم چه خبره. علی داشته پارکور کار میکرده. پارکور میدونی چیه الان؟
نه
نوبرتو میدونی؟
من نمیدونم.
همین تو میدونی. بخشی موشن. I'm so sorry.
مرسی شاهد جان. خیلی ممنون. جایگزین شاهد فرزاد عزیز.
سپاسگزارم. پارکور میچه.
عزیزم شما توضیح بده.
از اینکه شلنگ تخته میندازن میپرن از دیوار میرن بالا، از سقف این ساختمون میپرن به اون ساختمون و اینا. علی جون ما ماشاءالله هزار ماشاءالله.
شلنگ تخته اندازه.
شلنگ تختهشو خوب انداخته و پریده توی سوراخ آسانسور و افتاده دو سه طبقه پایین، بیمارستان بوده، عملش کردن و اینا. خواستم از همینجا بگم که امیدوارم هر چی زودتر حالت خوب بشه، عقلت برگرده سر جاش و اینکه این برنامه رو ما این دفعه کلا تقدیم می‌کنیم به حضرت عالی. جیگره تو
علی اخلاقی نژاد. خیلی ممنون. منظورم اخلاقی نژاد نه، علی خلدبری.
خلدبری خوبه. خلدبری تو هم خوب بازی نکرد.
آها.
اصلا نمیدونم بازی
چی شد.
آه مهم نیست. علی مال تو. علی گرفتی مال تو.
ولی واقعا از علی آقا تشکر میکنیم که سایت ما رو و برنامه ما رو یه تبلیغ توپل بهش داده بودش.
آره ما توپل هم دوست داریم.
من همه دوست دارن.
خب نه
ولی خب خبر دوم که به نظر ما واسه ایرانیهای خارج از کشور علل خصوص مقیم امریکا خیلی خیلی مهمه، مخصوصا اونایی که دموکرات هستن مثل بنده که تا زندگی تو و هر سال رای میدن.
من هر سال رای نمیدم ولی
تو باری شلاته خوب کاری میکنی. بعدا نوبر باهات صحبت
آره،
میکنه.
نوبر
قرار قرار امر معروف نهی از منکرت بکنه. بعدا
نوبر قرار کتکمون بده.
آره ولی به همین آمار جدیدی که به دستمون رسیده از خانه سفید اینه که آقای رئیس جمهور ما آقای اوباما 4% محبوبیتشو رسیدن به رئیس جمهوریش، مثل که 4% بالاتر
رفته بالا. بام شده دیگه. چهار بعد آره. از این کنوانسیون من کنوانسیون میشه همون کانونشن به انگلیسی
میشه امجدیه.
امجدیه دموکرات ها که نوبرجون اونجا تشریف داشتن
لایو باش صحبت کردن.
لایو باش صحبت کردن.
کاش که لایو با اوباما صحبت کردن.
It wasn't live. Oh, I thought it was
live.
Oh,
no, I was there, right? I thought you said I spoke with him live. I didn't see. No, I was watching live.
You spoke with us live from that convention. Yes.
آره تو از اوباما صحبت کردی. من مصاحبه گوش کردم. من عکس تو داشتم نگاه می‌کردم. من گفتم هولی شیش کباب چرا این زودتر نمیاد اینجا؟
آره تا این اتفاق افتاد ما گفتیم یه بلیط بگیریم واسهش. همین الان سوار
بلیط ما نگرفتیم.
چرا بابا سوار طیاره
خصوصی ایرانی
کردیم؟ شما آوردی بهش اینجا.
آره. خلاص آقای رئیس جمهور 4% محبوبیتشون رفت بالا. الناز جان
خبر بعدی.
یه خبر بعد دیگه هم داریم. حالا در مورد آمریکا اینا صحبت کنیم. یه سری درسه برای با ما پیش اومد اوورسیز.
So there's a film that is out and everybody's probably heard about it already. So there's a film that's out that badmouths the Prophet Muhammad. And it's basically showing him as a womanizer. میگه حضرت محمد زنباز بوده، بچه باز بوده.
استغفرالله.
Yeah. دیدی فیلمو؟
Yeah. Have you seen it? It's a terrible movie. Anyway, so this sparked a lot of outrage against American embassies throughout the Middle Eastern countries. من یه چیزی
فقط میخوام براتون صحبت کنم. این قضیه حمله به امبسی آمریکا 11 سپتامبر.
سفارت‌های آمریکا در خارج
از آمریکا با گذر شمال آفریقا. منتهای مراتب اتفاقی که افتاده این فیلم توی جون اومده بیرون. یعنی چی این بچه بازی ها؟ به قول آقای چیز این یکی از هد رایتر سرر نایت لایف میگفت اون قسمت کامنت هست زیر یوتیوب کامپلین دارین اونجا بکن آدم نکش.
Exactly, and that's what a lot of people are saying.
اگه من بخوام آتیش بزنم کجا رو آتیش بزنم؟
چهارشنبه سوری با هم میریم بیت.
خب نوبر تو what do you think about this anti-Muslim movie that came out and the embassies and all that stuff? What do you think?
Well, I honestly did not see the film myself, to be completely honest. But I did go actually to the State Department for last Thursday, I think it was. It was a belated Eid al-Fitr festival that they had. And Secretary Clinton was there. And I thought what she said was very important. They also had the Libyan ambassador there. And that they were saying, you know, we need to make sure that we accept. This is a country that's founded on religious freedoms. And we need to accept everybody's views. And, you know, talking about positive messaging and being peaceful and being together, not just in bad times, but in good times. And, you know, it was really heartwarming because it was a strong message. They're both standing right up there together, despite what happened.
And it doesn't really represent America.
Not at all.
We didn't do it. It wasn't us.
No, Americans. It was an Israeli. Yeah.
It's not an Israeli.
No,
it's not an Israeli. He's هنوزم واقعا معلوم نیست. میگن it's a مصری قبطیه. Coptic Egyptian.
Coptic Christians. They're Christians.
آره.
There's a percentage of population. Yes, درصد
جمعیت ایجیپت.
But you guys have seen the movie, right?
Yeah. Or whatever. I saw 5 seconds and I couldn't take it.
It's crap. آره. It's really like a low budget.
من پورنایی که میگم
میکنم. Yeah, I couldn't have. I didn't have the stomach to watch it. I just didn't.
یه فیلمیه که بودجش خیلی کم بوده. یه آدمیه که عقیده احمقانه ای داشته به حضرت محمد. من که آدم مذهبی نیستم ولی هیچ کی به نظر من نباید با عقاید مذهبی مردم اینقدر بی احترامی بکنه که پیغمبرشون رو.
یه چیز بگم، من الان می‌خواستم همین رو بگم. من البته خودم که دیگه الان تازگی دیگه زیاد پورن نگاه نمی‌کنم. پورنایی که قدیما دوستان می‌دیدن تعریف حالا کردن هم پروداکشن ولیوشون از این بهتر بود.
آره منم قبول دارم ولی همین چیزی که
I'm going to have to go check that out.
No you don't.
The porn?
No,
yeah.
I want to, because
this is really low budget.
باز مثل شوشوی اون دفعه شد که یارو عصبانی شده بود راجع به اون یارو
I'm not going to apologize for anything.
ولی بچه‌ها نوبر راست میگه، همینجوری که امریکا اعلام کردش مثلا رئیس امور خارجهشون خانم هیلری کلینتون که اصلا ما ربطی نداشت این فیلم و به این کاری که داره انجام میشه کاملا غلطه در سرتاسر دنیا. کشورهای مسلمان نباید اینجوری عکس العمل نشون بدن که بگن دینشون چقدر ضعیفه که با یه فیلم دینشون و عقایدشون متزلزل میشه، جریحه دار میشه.
البته اصلا I think the way it is a lot of, and I might get a lot of slack for this, but I feel a lot of Muslims look for something to be offended by so they can go out and start protesting.
I was just going to say too though, the one thing to keep in mind is that this is all these violent and extreme actions are being taken, you know, are being done by the minority.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, even I have a lot of Coptic Egyptian friends. There are actually a big community in Dayton, Ohio, where I grew up, and we're very close. We have a lot of similarities. So if they were behind the film, I would say that's probably, you know, a very vocal minority. Unfortunately, they don't represent the majority. And, you know, just we always have to keep that in mind. Don't let those crazies, the few crazies, dictate what the rest of us decide and what the rest of us think.
Plus که این قضیه هم که اتفاق افتاده میتونی یه استراگل داخلی پولیتیکال برای درون مصر باشه.
بابا خود القاعده ممکنه باشه.
اصلا هر خری که بود آقا جیغ نزنین، آتیش نزنین،
آدم نکشین. این کار اشتباهه. ولی خب حالا میگذاریم خبر بعدی. یه اتفاق عجیب غریبی که چند هفته پیش اتفاق افتاد که یکی از کشورهای
یه کشور گوگلی موگلی
خیلی کوچی
خیلی کوچولو
آره به عنوان
انقذ
خودت
کوچولو است انقذ خودت ما میگیم کوچولو
اون
نه
آخر همسایه شمالی
خودمون شمالی ولایات متحده کشور کانادا
اونا که هنوز زبونشون نمیدونن چیه فرانسه صحبت میکنن انگلیسی صحبت میکنن
اصلا معلوم نیست چی هستن
آمریکایی
انگلیسی با لهجه
انگلیسی با لهجه صحبت میکنن
دوستان عزیزمون در تورنتو سلام علیکم انشالله که اوقات خوب باشه ولی واقعا براتون نمیدونم اگه نظری چیزی دارین بیاین صفحه فیسبوک ما facebook.com/iranican یا به صفحه اینترنتیمون iranican.com بریم و بگین که اگر برای شمایی که در کانادا زندگی می‌کنین این بسته شدن سفارت ایران در کانادا و جمع جور شدن سفارت کانادا در تهران چه بندوبساتی برای شما ایجاد کرده خجالت هم نکشینا ما اینجا راجع پورن هم صحبت کردیم سو هر چه دل تنگت میخواد بگو
هر چی خجالت نکشید به
بچه نوبر قرمز شد رفتیم گوشه استودیو چسبی
راجع نوبر داری میگی
نه نه راجع کانادا داشتم میگو
Okay, so I think we should go take a break and we're gonna go out with Ayrilich.
Ayrilich.
By Mansoor. You're listening to Iranican. Last week, but just so our listeners can get a little bit more reacquainted with our
like people who didn't listen to our show last time, right?
Yes, exactly. Or people who haven't been listening and then all of a sudden now decided to listen from this part. Okay, so Nobar joined NIAC in October 2010 as the Director of Community Outreach and Programming for NIAC. And guys, pop quiz, what does NIAC stand for?
Niagara,
Ireland, Africa. Corporation.
Yeah.
Yay!
Hey! Who gets the cookie?
Both of you.
Ali,
I want kofte tabrizi.
Okay.
یک مختصر به فارسی هم توضیح بدیم که نایک چی هستن کلا واسه شما.
خب اول خود خانم نوبر علمی توضیح بدن که اصلا نایک چی هست.
It stands for National Iranian American Council.
You guys were
although
way
you guys
off.
Were very close. Niagara, Canada, your land, whatever.
Corporation.
Exactly.
چیه گرده همایی چیزی بی ترجمه
میشه. So they're a non-profit organization that works at Capitol Hill, which is our, I don't know.
Pai-tacht.
Our pai-tacht-mon, exactly. They work to support Iranian American rights and Iranian Americans in the United States.
What can, do you want me to build off that a little bit?
Just go for it.
So basically, the easiest way to describe what we do is, you're right, we're a 501c3 nonprofit, nonpartisan organization. We're the largest Iranian-American grassroots organization. And our mission is twofold. First, we educate and encourage Iranian-Americans to get involved in the civic process. Mm-hmm. And then second, we educate elected officials and their staff about issues important to the community. So, and the way that we determine those issues is via feedback from our members. That's why we're grassroots. So they take an annual survey, mm-hmm. and based on what the feedback is how we set our priorities for the year ahead.
ببینم بیشتر از یه مدل فیدبک میگیرین، چجوری فیدبکاتون بر چه اساسی؟ یعنی خودتون سروی میکنین یا مستقیم مردم با شما صحبت میکنن؟ چیکار میکنن؟
Well, both. I mean, the main thing that we utilize is the annual survey that goes to our members. Mm-hmm. And so that is sent electronically in hard copy for those people who don't have email addresses. There are a few of them out there, believe it or not.
Yeah, no,
but also throughout the year, I mean, as the director of community outreach, I'm the one who's the face of the organization to the community. So they call me, they can email me. I'm always there. I have an open door policy, so they can provide feedback that way.
Barakallahu Nayak.
Yeah, Nayak has done a lot. I'm just going to read a little bit off of their website, and we'll give it out for everybody if they want to go on later.
Sure.
So some of the accomplishments that you've done is, you work against preventing war,
yes.
with Iran, and then you also do a lot of human rights camp like stuff, right?
Right.
And also I'm hearing here that you do opposing discrimination. So is that kind of racial discrimination?
Exactly. And probably the most relevant example of that is what we saw with the Apple case. And that was kind of, I guess, most fresh on people's minds.
درسته. اینو یک سری از شنونده های ما هم میخواستن که شما حتما راجعش صحبت بکنین.
Yeah, and so what we saw is that mainly the root of the problem was sanctions. And so you saw that there were stores, Apple stores throughout the United States, that refused to sell Apple products to Iranians, mm-hmm. Iranian Americans. And it wasn't based on the fact that they wanted to purchase them for somebody in Iran, because that would be prohibited. It was solely based on the fact that they were speaking Farsi. And, you know, they asked what their descent was, and they said, oh, Iranian. And so that was what the justification was from the employee's perspective. So that is a case of discrimination. It's something we're working with a coalition of Iranian groups and beyond to fight that.
Did that really happen?
It did.
It's ridiculous.
Isn't it,
though? A company like Apple would... And an employee of Apple, I mean, just because you speak a second language or a different language, won't sell you a product.
Yeah. Well,
it is to me, that doesn't sound.
Yeah,
it's just absolutely ridiculous that in U.S. Mm-hmm. today, 2012, if something like that happens, a company like Apple will
so
do that.
Sad. And when
it is sad, but it just doesn't register.
اینو میگی کلی اتفاقی از یه خوب هنوز توی مملکت داره میفته. یارو میره تناب دار از جلو مدرسه آویزون میکنه.
آره، ولی میتونم این کمپانی با این بزرگی به نام اپل که تو همه جای دنیا هستش، که اصلا هیچ وقت نجات پرستی و به هر حال از این کارهای
اپل یه سری چیزای هیومن رایتس داره تو چین مثلا.
من دارم میگم مثلا به سیاه‌پوستا فروختن، چه میدونم واسه اینکه رنگ پوستت یا زبون دیگه، هیچ چیزی من تا حالا نشنیدم کمپانی به این بزرگی اپل بیاد تو مغازه‌ای که توی شهر امریکا وجود داشته باشه به یه ایرانی امریکا بوده.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it was in the United States.
To America, nafushe.
The problem is that the sanctions are so broad that people are having a hard time really, you know, understanding what they
right.
mean. And so the legal teams for these corporations, what we see a lot of times, is that they're, you know, erring on the side of caution. And so they're doing over-enforcement, or they're just not properly understanding what the premise was. And so, you know, I don't necessarily... What we were doing right now is we're in talks with the Apple lawyers. We want to see, is this in fact their policy? And if so, it needs to be changed. And if it's not, then there needs to be some sort of cultural awareness training or something. Because you can't have employees be these vigilante enforcers of sanctions, you know? Right. So that's what we're working to do.
شنونده هم کوتاه مختصر چند وقت بیشتر یک شهروند ایرانی رفته بود مغازه اپل که یکی از این آیپد های جدید رو بخره واسه خودش، و کسی که فروشنده اون مغازه بودش
گفته بود نمیدم،
گفته بود که برو بعدم بیا یا اصلا نیا.
آقا خلاصه اپل رو بهش نده بود دیگه، میگفتش که اگه موز میخوای بهت میدم.
آره، میگفت دلش.
Yep.
I went last week actually to get my computer fixed, and as a joke I was like, for the next hour I'm Italian, I'm not ironic. I mean, it's a joke, but it was only half joking.
Right. Did they laugh?
No, I didn't say that to them. I put it on my Facebook.
یه سوال بس اینجا برای من پیش میاد. یعنی ارگانیزیشنی که شما در اون هستید یه حالتی مثل کاری که جسی جکسون برای سیاه‌پوستا میکنه درسته؟
Can I get a high five with that one? Because that's so... Yes. I feel like you do
درست
do that.
میگم اینو من به خصوص برای
that's much more official and he's much more
میگم
like...
که آره برای دوستانی میگم که تو ایران هستن چون همچین قضیه لابی و اینجور چیزا تو ایران جا نیافتاده
تو ایران جسی جکسون
they might خب okay. ولی میخوام اینو بگم که ارگانیزیشن که نوبرجون توش کار میکنه من نمیخوام بگم من طرفدارشم مخالفشم اینم این بیسیکلی کاری که میکنه اینه که از حقوق ایرانی ها به جای اینکه مردم تک تک برن هر کی به یه وکیلی چیز بکنن مشترکاً دفاع میکنه Is that accurate description? Yeah.
حقوق ایرانیایی که در آمریکا مسکونن ساکن هستن
مسکونن به اسپانی یعنی مست بشن ایرانیایی که مسکونن هستن
But that's about right, right?
Yeah. I mean that is one of the things that we do. Yeah, I mean it's one of the parts of our policy positions and our mission, and hopefully you know what we've seen is that we've been pretty effective. And why is because when you work as a team and you have power in numbers, you know that's when you're heard by elected officials, and that's when companies will listen to you. For example,
right. And it's really good that we're talking about this right now because I know that one of the biggest things right now, the hottest topic in NIAC, is the lawsuit against Hassan Dayı ol Islam. Am I saying his name right?
Hassan Dayı Türkiye, Dayı Hassan.
So pretty much he, you guys sued him.
Correct.
Right? Because he was going around and for slander and defamation against NIAC.
Correct.
Saying that you guys are lobbyists for the Iranian government currently.
برای, you know, there's a lot برای دولتی که در ایران هست.
درسته. And there's a lot of just talk about how this guy was a part of Mujahideen Khalq and all of that. And so I know that you don't know much about it, but like, can you just kind of explain to us like what the suit was about or what the lawsuit was about and what happened?
Sure. So basically, you know, we have a small team, right? And we've got a huge community we want to serve. And so rather than put our efforts towards defending ourselves and stooping down to his level and using slanderous remarks and putting, you know, spreading rumors and just falsehoods, we decided, listen, we're entirely too busy. We have a full agenda. We want to serve the Iranian American community. Let's take it to the courts, you know? And so that's why we decided enough is enough and let's go and take this to the court of law. And what we saw was that, you know, Hassan Dayı, he never studied policy or politics and he's not a journalist. He sells perfume. But he goes on, you know, news outlets and was falsely accusing both NIAC and our founder and my boss, Trita Parsi, of being, you know, agents for Islamic Republic. Again, that's 100% false.
Right. Can I ask a question right here?
Sure.
So, you know, I can go online and I can start saying, you know, bad stuff about anybody and nobody's going to come and sue me. So where was he going on outlets? Like what kind of outlets was he using to...
The same... شلام دهنم پرید ولی مگه آزادی بیان نیست تو امریکا
There is freedom of speech absolutely
خب مگه نمیتونه بیاد نظر شخصی خودشو بگه
Yeah but that's defamation of character
yeah.
You can sue somebody
you
for defamation of character okay. But what I'm asking is I can sit here as an Iranian co-host and I can say NIAC is crap and it's not but I'm just saying like I can sit here and do that and you guys wouldn't sue me so I wonder what he did if he's just a perfume salesman what did he do
Well, you know, he goes on all sorts of media outlets, and mainly the Iranian satellite television
right.
outlets, and published a lot of pieces. And like you said, it was defamation of character. I mean,
right.
unfortunately, a lot of people listen to rumors, and they don't go for facts, and they don't go for truth. And so what we saw is that, you know, especially in Persian language outlets, because yours truly, I was born and raised here, Farsi baladam, vali Farsi kheli khub sohbat nemikunam. So I don't go on a lot of these Persian language outlets to defend us, you know. And so he kind of had a monopoly on that. And people
right.
started listening and people started doubting the quality and the character of both the founder, but also of the organization.
Right. Okay.
And so that's when we decided to take action. Again, we have a full agenda. I always say actions speak louder than words. If you look and see what NIAC has done to help the Iranian American community, I can count in the last 2 years that I've been there at least, you know, a dozen things that we've done.
Yeah.
From fixing the student visa policy to getting an UN independent human rights monitor, fighting discrimination, you name it, we've done it.
Yeah. You guys do a lot of work to promote democracy too.
Well, participation in the American democratic process. Absolutely. We've got a very important election
and
coming up.
And I really want you to talk about it. So we're going to go to a break really quick. Kind of let people go to the bathroom if they need to. And come back. So you're listening to Euronica.
Poop. برگشتیم به برنامه‌مون. امیدوارم از آهنگ لذت برده باشین. آهنگ علیشمس بود، آسمون آفتابی، فیت ملانی. فیت ملانی. دیدی آهنگای ایرانی رو ترجمه میکنم؟ فیت احسان. ما فیت نیست، فیوچره. فیچر نات فیوچر. فیچر کام آن.
فوتوره.
فوتوره.
And we're watching the video online right now and the girl.
اگه خواستید برید نگاه کنین، رادیو جوان دارتش. علیشمس.
Oh, she has a tongue ring.
زبون سولاخه. سولاخش دماغه.
ما مدلایی که سوراخ میکنن دوست داریم.
خب.
Okay, let's get back to Nayak.
برمیگردیم به نایک و کامنتایی که
No, wait. Before the comments, we left because there's a couple of things that Nayak's doing right now that nobody wants to talk about. So the stage is yours.
Thank you. So basically there are two main things that I wanted to talk about. First is our leadership conference. And that's taking place September 30th through October 2nd in Washington, D.C. And the whole reason why we decided to do this last year was the first time we launched this conference. is because, you know, you look at other community groups, you look at trade associations, you look at all different, you know, councils, and they come to D.C. once a year, mm-hmm. and they walk the halls of Congress, they speak in a unified voice, and they let their power be seen, right? So it was time our community had the same opportunity. I hope that someday our conference is just as important and just as large as the AIPAC conference. I want President Obama speaking at our conference, right? Why not, right?
So this is just for Iranians?
It's for anybody who's interested, although, I mean, it's very much catered to the Iranian-American community. But, you know, I would say, in fact, 98% of the attendees are Iranian-American. Mm-hmm. But there are certainly others that come, and it's open to everybody. But it's going to be for 2.5 days. We have some very interesting panels. We have some very interesting workshops, some amazing speakers lined up. And then it's going to end with all of us going to Capitol Hill. Mm-hmm. Everybody will be meeting with their representatives, and we'll have a pretty cool Hill staff.
من فقط یه سوال کوچولو داشتم. شما میفهمین که شما ارگانیزیشنتون لابیست نیست.
Exactly. That's actually a question that we get a lot.
درست.
And we are a 501c3. So by law, we are not a lobbying organization. But by law, we are allowed to do up to 20% of our budget on lobbying activities. So we are an advocacy and education group, not a lobbying organization.
توضیح کوچه راجع لابی بودن. لابیست تو امریکا یعنی یه گروه هایی هستن که جز طبق عقاید و چیزهای برای هدف‌های سیاسی که دارن.
یه قانونگذار داریم تو آمریکا. درسته. برای اینکه این قانونگذار بره مثلا هر شب که نمیتونه بره دعاتشون بچرخه بگه که اوضاع چه خبره، مثلا یه شرکت میخواد بیاد اونجا مثلا جاده
بگه.
بزنه خب کسایی که میرن اون کارا رو میکنن، میرن با اون آدم تماس میگیرن، بهشون میگن لابیست، که نسسرلی چیز بدی نیست، اتفاقات خوبی هم میفته، اتفاقات بدی هم میفته. نایک الان نمایندهشون اینجاست و میگه لابیست نیستن. در ضمن فقط بگم که ایرانی کن شخص خود بنده، من از نایک خوشم میاد
و خود من
الان از نوبرش هم خوشم میاد از همه اینا. ولی برنامه ما نظراتی که میشنوید نظرات نوبر و نایک هست، یعنی به برنامه ما ربطی نداره.
و گروه هایی هستن ایرانی و برای خیلی فعال سیاسی در امریکا که قبول ندارن نایک گروهی نیست که میگه لابیست نیستن و خیلی قبول دارن که عقاید سیاسی خودشونو برای به عنوان یک لابیست دارن انجام میدن.
درست.
ولی خب من شخصا خودم اینو نمیدونم، هیچ تحقیقی هم نکردم، ولی بازم میگم که ایرانیایی هستن که اینو قبول دارن.
And you know, can I jump in?
Yeah,
I just want to say that's okay. Because just like when you look at the American political system and you look at groups, you'll never have 100%, you know, of a community or a population in your corner, right? In fact, I strongly encourage people who don't agree with us to go out there and take action and join a group that is more in alignment with their needs.
Durace.
I mean, we're lucky in the fact that we're the largest Iranian-American grassroots group, so we have a really great membership. And I'm lucky that I get to work with them day in and day out and see their beautiful faces and talk to them on the phone.
من یه چیز دیگه هم واسه شنونده هم بگم. ما ایرانی‌های مقیم در آمریکا به مدت طولانی هیچ
پرزنتیشن
در آمریکا نداشتیم. یکی از گروه‌های اولی
گسیخته بودی،
آره.
مثلا
متحد نبودیم. یه گروهی به نام نایک اومد در سال 2002، درسته؟
yeah. 2002 اومد.
داره 10 ساله که تولد 10 سالگیشون داره میاد. ولی خب دارن سعی میکنن که ایرانی‌های خارج از کشور مقیم امریکا رو یک چهره‌ای بهشون بدن در سیاست امریکا که بتونیم اگر کاری بکنیم
زورشون برسه دیگه، اگه خواستن کاری بکنن.
You know, my favorite quote is if you're not at the decision making table then you're on the menu. So there are a lot of people out there that are trying to make decisions that are going to affect us, so we might as well be there ourselves and let people know what we think and feel.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and so before you came on we went on our Facebook page and we posted that you're coming, so we have some questions for you too. So if we want to go through here, I know that you went through and looked at some of the questions, so is there any that pop out to you that you want to address?
Let me take a look.
بچه ها بذار من اسما رو بخونم. اردشیر واسه همون کامنت داده، احمد داده، امیر داده، سروش، و باز اردشیر سروش هم خیلی فعالانه کامنت داده.
دمتون
گرم. So I think I just answered Ardashir's comment. We are not a lobbying organization. So we're not lobbying. Unfortunately, I think there was some misinformation from Ardashir's end. Ahmad, thank you.
احمد داره به نسیم خیانت میکنه.
Amir, I think he unfortunately has misinformation as well, because he's talking about how we get our money and he's insinuating that we get it from the Iranian government.
So how
that
do
is
you
100%
get your
false.
Yeah, how do you get
It's
your
a
funding?
Great question, actually. Approximately 70% of our funds comes from the Iranian American community. That's why our membership dues are so important, because that's how we're able to survive. And then the remaining approximate 30% comes from grants. We don't take any grant money from the American government or, of course, the Iranian government. But we take it from things like Plowshares Foundation, Rockefeller Brothers, Connect US, Parsa, when Parsa still existed. So that's how we have our money. And one thing that I want to say, too, is which is the case for most grassroots organization, we don't have just a handful of very, very large donors that we're beholden to. In fact, the average donation is around $100. So we're really grateful for our grassroots support.
Oh, yeah.
And our tax returns are on our website. I mean, people always question that, but we're transparent.
که آمار ارقام مالیات هایی که نایک به دولت امریکا میده رو صفحه سایتشون هستش، اگه بخواید نگاه کنید که قانوناً چه آمار ارقامی رو به دولت امریکا نشون میدن.
Did you want me to keep going down?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. And then Sudush, you had a couple questions about the lawsuit. Specifically it says, how do we plan on paying, do we have to pay for a portion of the legal expenses? And yes, that was a decision that was made. However, we strongly disagree with that. And we have the option to challenge and appeal the decision. It's something that we're considering, so I can't really explain more.
And all
of that
is on the website, actually. Surush, if you go on the website, they have a huge section that they talk about this, and I actually read about that appeal, so you can go on there and get more information about that on there. Thank you.
And in fact, I'm glad you mentioned the website, because it's under the About Us section. We've got myths versus facts, and then we also, of course, have our statement about the court case.
So what's the website?
www.niacouncil.org.
Yes. So if you guys want to go check out NIAC, and you guys get interns, right? All the time.
We do.
So our Sara and our Nassim have both been interns with you guys.
Sara and Nassim were both wonderful additions.
Yeah.
In fact, Nassim was a summer fellow and Sara was an intern. They're both, we were very lucky to have them.
Yay, that's so awesome. Okay, we're going to go out Gangnam Style.
آره، آقا فقط یه چیزی بگم. این Gangnam Style یا آهنگ کره‌ای کمدی که معروف شده تو دنیا، الان نزدیک 200 میلیون هیت روی یوتیوب گرفته. و داستان اینه که گنگنام یه محله خیلی پولداری در سئول پایتخت کره و اسم یکی از خیابونای خیلی معروفش هم از تهران، همونطور که ما در تهران خیابون سئول داریم، اونا هم اینو دارن. گوش کنین، عشق کنین. من اصلا جوون شدم اینو شنیدم.
به ایرانی کن برمیگردیم.
Open Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. Op, 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 op. Open Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. Op, 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 op. Open Gangnam Style. Hey, sexy lady. Op, 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 op. Open Gangnam Style. Hey, sexy lady. Op, 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 op. 해 보이지만 놀 땐 노는 여자 이때다 싶으면 묶었던 머리 푸는 여자 가렸지만 웬만한 노출보다 야한 여자 그런 감각적인 여자 나는 선어해 점잖아 보이지만 놀 땐 노는 선어해 때가 되면 완전 미쳐버리는 선어해 근육보다 사상이 울퉁불퉁한 선어해 그런 선어해 오빤 강남 스타일 강남 스타일 오, 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 오. 오빤 강남 스타일 강남 스타일 오, 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 오. 오빤 강남 스타일 Hey, sexy lady 오, 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 오. 오빤 강남 스타일 나는
이게 나는 놈 baby baby 나는 뭘 좀 아는 You know what I'm saying 오빤 강남 스타일
Gangnam Style.
Gangnam Style?
Gangnam Style.
Gangnam Style. Oh my God. Okay, so during the break, this room looked like it was like a Jane Fonda exercise video.
Thank you.
With the way Fires Out Here was jumping up and down. Okay, so now it's time for the greatest, most bestest time of our show.
Eshre Elnaz. That's what I'm more than
a clapping. I'm the only one clapping. Okay. Thank you, Novak. Okay, so there's been a lot of activity on Iranikin's Facebook. Facebook.com/Iranikin. So the first thing that Farzad cannot get over is we posted a picture of a really old guy from a really old show. According to Nassim from a place. She says some old dude from some old Persian TV show on some TV channel in Iran. Okay, so we posted who is this guy and a lot of you got it right. Who is this guy?
این آقای بهرام شفیع گزارشگر برنامه ورزش و مردم کانال یک. خیلی از دوستان اینو درست گرفتن و سینا تابش نفر اولی بودن که اینو درست گرفتن. درست جواب دادن.
از شانزلیزه.
بس شانزلیزه. از فرانسه. از فرانسه آقای سینا تابش نفر اول. دمتون گرم. امیدوارم وقتی که تشریف آوردین اینجا شاید شما به کوفته تبریزی امام بزرگ الناز برسید ما که نرسیدیم.
شما برنده 12 سکه بهار آزادی و یک فقره اتومبیل و یک حساب پسنداز
سابسکرپشن به برنامه ایرانی کم به صورت مجانی
و حساب قرض الحسنه در بانک کارگران
کارگران سوئیس
کارگران فرانسه.
فرانسه.
بونجور لاپاتو لاپاتو
لاپاتو لاپاتو
لاپاتو دوست دارم.
نوبا is like a didn't you study French?
Tu parles français?
Yeah. I stalk you. No, I read on Nayak's website. So going back to the comments. So, all right. So the show, the Iranikin show, is we're doing some changes here. Okay, and one of the biggest changes that we're doing is we want our listeners to be more involved. میخوایم شماهایی که به رادیو شوی ما گوش میکنین بیشتر فعال باشین. So pretty much what we want you to do is go on our website, make comments. We're gonna actually also give you our phone numbers.
Oh yeah, please
do. Not our own personal phone numbers, but the Iranikin phone number, and you can call and leave messages, and we're gonna respond to you live on air. Stop distracting me. Okay, so one of the things that
Ali,
we did was
Ali, I went on Jafari.
Good
my party, Jafari.
And let's get in a sexy boss, Ali Bia. Ali Khalil Nejad.
Oh, Ali Khalil Nejad.
بذار من بگم علی خالی.
آره یه نفر علی
بخورمش.
Okay, I don't know which one he got off on more, but okay, so going back to it, so we both said if you could ask Farzad Hushang or Elnaz anything, what would it be? And one of the things that Iman wants to know is how's your mom?
Oh, من با من داری صحبت میکنی؟ مامو دزارم های فایو بدی بابا.
آخه الان لایو
لایو بود. آره بابا پاوند بابا.
نه مامان هوشنگ حالشون بهتره خدا رو شکر دارن بهتر میشن.
آره مامان من رو به بهبودیه ولی خب طول میکشه دیگه چون به هر حال تومور مغزی بوده و جراحی عمیقی بوده که انجام شده ولی هنوز تا بیمارستان هستن و تا مدت‌های ماهای بیشتری خواهم بود که به هر حال
در ضمن منم همینجا اشاره کنم که الانم بابای من خدا رو شکر is cancer free و تمام دوستایی که اینو میشنون خیالشون راحت باشه.
به به به.
سو ان شاء الله همیشه خبر خوب درباره سلامتی همه خانواده.
لاف کردی ما را از ساعت 8 حالا.
سو احمد wants to know how old our underwear is and we're not even going to go there. Ahmad, you are a pervert.
احمد جان مال من یه چه چهار روزشه.
من از بوش میفهم.
Okay, so and then one other question is what's your favorite city in Iran and why?
تهران
تبریز.
Oh, we have two Shirazis right here.
آره.
تبریز.
شیراز. تبریز خب آره تو
شیراز تهران قدیمه واسه همین دوستش داره.
نه من تهران اصلا تهران یه چیز دیگه است برام.
آره. تهران میگن نصف جهان.
آره درست. درست میگن. تهران نصف جهان.
And then Bahar also asked ایرانی کان چجوری به وجود اومد. That's a really long story.
That's a long story. ما خودمون اصلا خبر نداریم برای که اونقدر برامون ایرانی کان مهم نیست. بعد
ایرانی کان اصلا چی هست؟
منم نمیدونم. مثلا واسه چی برای
چقد انوینگن.
خیلی
انوینگ.
So thank you to Nina, Nima, Iman, Ahmad, Behnam, Bahar, Nassim, thank you for asking us all those questions. So if you have any personal questions, you can go online and ask us. Or if you want...
Address someone else.
آدرس چی رو؟
آدرس 60 تایم هم
تهران پلاک 58 نبش مغازه اسقر آقا
ورود به شرط دولا
دولا
سلا
دولا ایرانیکن
جاکا نفش زور ادم
ایرانیکن جاکا. No wonder people hate me.
خیابانه
I try to be. Everybody hates me. It's Hushang, you're great. Farzad, you're great. Elaz, you suck.
I'm sexy and I know it.
Because I'm the responsible one here. I try to give the real address.
ولی یه چیز بگم
خیابانه به پاش نبش دولا
خودمونیم ولی النازم خوب چیزی شده این چند وقت انصافا
قبلا خوب نبوده قبلا خوب متأهل بوده
آره متأهل بوده
الان که سینگل شده
الان خودش میرسه سیبیلاشو میزنه ابراشو برمیداره.
من یه چیز دیگه هم بگم این صفحه سایت نایک زبان فارسی هم دارن من
برای علا... من هوشنگ من
ما بی سواد انگلیسی ها
آره من که فارسی دارن انگلیسی
یه چیز خیلی شورای ملی ایرانیان آمریکا میشه نایک
سلام
الله
فاینالی بچه یه چیزی فقط بگم این نشون دهنده اینه که ما چقدر زحمت کشیدیم پریپرد بودیم برای این شو. یه چیزی هم بهتون بگم یادتونه ما یه دفعه صحبت کردیم که من گفتم که الکل نخورید و فلان اینا هم من هم هوشی جفتمون هنگوور شدیدیم دیشب داشتیم نانای میکردیم یه گی کلاب بود همین تازگی باز شده بود که ما رفته بودیم اونجا بچه‌ها رو چیز کنیم بگیم که
بابا عروسی بود
عروسی بود سوری عروسی بود
حالا ما دولا شدیم اشکال نداره ولی عروسی
ولی عجب خوش گذشت امیدوارم که عروس داماد نمیخوام اسمشونو بگیم ولی
مروان و الهام عزیز رو میتونیم بگیم
مروان و الهام عزیز عروسیتون مبارک انشالله که به پای هم پیرشین و بقیه برنامه
Yes, so once again it's called Let's Talk Iran and I just downloaded a couple of yours on iTunes so definitely go on there.
تو آخر فیلم میمیری
آره این از رازی آخر فیلم میمیری چیز مالی خود زیاد میکنه
Stop hating me.
Okay.
All right, thank you for listening to Iranikin. We will be back in 2 weeks with another amazing show.
شب بخیر.
تون داشت تو سخانم گوش کن تو سی رقص یه عزیز شخص حرکت موضوع بدون نس که دور بیت سوا به خانه به دست مکس هر حرکتی بعدش بلکس چی کن چی کس با دو نو برو بکس به همه میرسه باشی ریلکس همه یه پاتون بلا مثل لکی لکو ریز عوض شد تو جو بک بکو بودا بیا پیش من چون که بنده میرسونا تو رو یا هرچی جون بنده که در این دنیا باشه میخنده میخنده خالی میبنده که این بابا باریت بکوبنده با سهر و جادو میکنه تا درخصنده
اخلاقت چه بد اخلاقه رو اعصابمه مثل شلاقه آخه من چی کار کنم دارم به سلاقه هر جای دنیا باشی میام سراغه
بیا دستاتو تو دستم منداز بابا انقدر دیگه من دستم داز زندگیم افتاده توی دستم داز هر چقدر بود بخوای از دستم باز همه دخترها پشت درن منتظرن جیب میزنن
آخه اگه دیر به جنبی میام برام میگم